Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Joe Neild. And Joe, the devastating impacts of Hurricane Ida being felt all along the Gulf Coast, but that storm is going to continue to move north. Any chance that any parts of that storm with Hurricane Ida going to possibly reach Indiana?
Well, it looks like the southern part of the state is going to receive kind of a glancing blow from the remnants as we get into the early part of the work week. We expect quite a bit of scattered showers and thunderstorms, particularly as we get into later today and then again on Tuesday as well. Now, the heaviest of the rainfall is likely to be south of central Indiana, maybe along and south of the Ohio River. But here in central Indiana, roughly, say, from Sullivan and Bloomington over to Columbus and southward, we could see an inch to an inch and a half here over the next couple of days. That, you know, as long as we don't see too much more than that dumping all at once, you know, that'll put a little bit of a dent in some of the dryness that we've experienced here lately.
Sounds like northern Indiana is going to be spared any of that, right?
Right. For the most part, they may see a few showers, but significant rainfall should stay to the south.
All right. And what about other storm chances throughout the week?
Well, once we get beyond Tuesday evening, the remnants move out, and we should be dry for an extended period, at least into the early part of the weekend. Now, as we get later in the weekend, towards the end of the seven-day forecast period, there's some indication that we may get a boundary drop down into the Great Lakes that could produce some thunderstorms, but at this time, there's quite a bit of disagreement between the various models that we look at, and so we'll be keeping an eye on that as the week goes on.
When you say disagreement, does that mean that some models look one way and the others look a different way?
Basically, yeah. You know, it's basically a question of how far south do the models bring that boundary. You know, if it hangs up over the upper Midwest and we're looking at, you know, maybe some spotty showers and thunderstorms, that's really about it. If it gets more down into the region, then we have that trigger right over us for showers and thunderstorms, and our chances could be higher.
All right. It looks like humidity is going to drop a little bit. At least that's what it's looking like from the seven-day forecast. The temperatures are going to drop. What are you seeing on that front?
Yeah, we are going to see some relief from the heat that we've been experiencing. We expect that through midweek into the latter portion of the week, we're looking at highs upper 70s to around 80 across much of the area. And then as we get into the weekend, we warm up a bit, but still probably remaining in the low to mid 80s. And like you say, our humidity is going to be decreasing quite a bit as well. Once the remnants of Ida move out, we look to see dew points get back down, perhaps even well into the 50s Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday before starting to recover a bit over the weekend. So we should see some relief from the heat that we've experienced here recently.
All right. What are the big threats with the thunderstorms that we've been talking about that we should watch out for?
Well, primarily, particularly with the remnants of Ida, heavy downpours, localized flooding are going to be the main concerns, because those tropical air masses tend to be very efficient rainfall producers. But, of course, with any thunderstorm, lightning is a threat, and we could see some gusty winds here and there, but the heavy rain is going to be the threat that we'll be watching the most.
Well, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
That's about it.
All right. He's Joe Neild, meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Joe, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good day.